Well, hello, hello, hello. So it has been a while since I've done an audio version of my blog. And to be quite honest with you, the reason why I'm doing it today, because, like, look, we ain't gonna be so honest today, it's gonna be ridiculous, like, ridiculous. For some reason, the T on my tablet stopped working. So now I have to order a brand new keyboard and wait for that to come in. And I didn't realize like how much we use the letter T, but like even to spell the word type, it starts with a T. So needless to say, it was gonna take forever for me to try to type this out on my cell phone. So I was like, hey, let's get back to the audio version. Yay, technology. Oh goodness, even that word starts with a T. So anyway, the title of this blog is Can You Be Successful as an Introvert in Network Marketing or Direct Sales? And the reason why I wanted to address this is because I get this question a lot of times. Now, let me tell you something. A lot of the times people ask me this, honestly, I think they're trying to talk themselves out of it. So for those people, this is not even addressing you. This is for the people who they're seriously considering network marketing or direct sales, or maybe they've even tried it and they weren't successful. And I wanted to share with you how this introverted girl, i.e., me, is building this business using online efforts to actually build this business online as well as offline. Yes, okay, I'm doing both using online. Now, for some reason, technology really, really hates me, you guys. You all know I have a YouTube channel. For whatever reason, the YouTube channel is down. So you are not able to see like my previous videos where I showed you when I was out and about, belly to belly, walking into businesses, getting new customers on camera. So it's not, they're not gonna show that right now. Like, I'm still trying to figure out what happened with YouTube and work that out. However, like, you could have used that for inspiration, but I'm even more excited to share with you all what I'm using now. Like I said, that was years ago. As time has moved on, I've evolved more as an internet marketer. And pretty much what I'm using now is to grow the business, and I've been getting customers steadily is attraction marketing. Now, what I wanted to address with this, you guys, is some people think that attraction marketing is just like solely online. And what I'm realizing is I'm actually getting customers offline as well. Like, I'm getting customers online, but I'm still building the business offline. And for me, as an introvert, this is making my life more interesting, shall I say. So, if you have not been following my blog, you definitely want to do so because I shared this past Tuesday, what was it, June 12th, 11th, whatever day, how I had a successful home party, you guys. Yes, the introvert. And so I shared that on my podcast. So if you are not following my podcast, you want to make sure that you do. So you can go to the top of this blog and click on The Boss Lab, or you can go to anchor.fm/TheBossLab. You can find me on pretty much any major podcast station such as iTunes, coming soon to Google Play. But enough about my little shameless plug there. We talked about how I had a successful home party, and now I'm going to tell you why this was so important to me, and it really, really touches my heart, you guys. So back in either February or March of this year, I attended a baby shower, and one of the ladies there just so happened to be my cousin's, well, she's my cousin-in-law, like whatever, a cousin, right? She was her wife. So we connected. So instead of actually giving her my cell phone number, I connected with her via Facebook. And she saw the type of post that I would make. She sent me a message on Facebook, like, hey girl, I want to get my makeup done by you. I was like, okay, cool. And then she saw another post that I made, and she's like, hey girl, I really need these products. And I was like, okay, cool. And so this most recent time, I made a post about the bug repellent. Now, let me tell you guys something. This bug repellent is like probably the best bug repellent you can ever get. And for that reason, like literally, I've been getting calls every single day. Like, it got to the point where now I'm not big into keeping stock or inventory or anything like that, right? But I had to do so because every single day I was getting calls for it. And it was to the point where I was actually referring new customers to my team members because I didn't have it. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Like, let me get you in touch with my team member. And, you know, like, it's going fast. So this past Saturday, she had a girls' night. And I took the products there. Products sold themselves to other people. And it all started from a Facebook post. So what I learned and how I evolved as an internet marketer was adapting attraction marketing and the law of attraction. And it was more so about leading with value. So of course, I'm doing this blog right now. That's another way that I lead with value. And of course, because it is online, it's searchable via Google. So people are coming into me through my social media accounts, but then they're also searching and they're finding me on Google and they're connecting with me via Google. And that's exactly what happened today. So like when I say today, I mean like an hour and a half ago. So I met this guy and he reached out to me. He wanted some of the bug repellent, of course, because like I said, it's really, really selling like hotcakes over here. And he's like, hey, he's going to connect me with his daughter in Colorado. Now, I actually have videos because like, if you don't have a video or a picture, it didn't happen. So I'm going to share with you all the video from Saturday where the wife is talking about the products. Then I got another picture of text messages from the other wife. But then I also got a video of what happened today. Because like, if you don't have proof, it didn't happen, right? But one thing that I wanted to share is like, looking at these videos, you're like 9 times out of 10, majority of the time, I'm just going to be laughing, you guys. Like, that's my, of course, I'm laughing because it could be funny, but I'm also laughing because that's like my defense mechanism. Like, when I'm a little bit unsure and I'm nervous and stuff, like, I laugh. Like, I'm like a nervous laugher, right? So when people see these videos, they're like, she's not an introvert. And I'm like, I'm very much so an introvert. Like, going back to when I was first building the business belly to belly, I had to challenge myself so much and I had to get out of my comfort zone and I would be so drained. Like, of course, it was always the fear of rejection, but it was just I was drained emotionally and mentally. I was drained. It took a lot of energy out of me to do that, but I did it because I wanted the business to grow, right? Those are the type of sacrifices you make. And I can tell you for me, like, sometimes it got easier, but it was still like when I got back home, I was like, whew, thank goodness that's over. And now I'm still that way, but a lot the pressure has been relieved a little bit because people are literally reaching out to me because they want what I have. And now it becomes me being of service. So I feel like I'm relieving myself of some of that pressure. And I feel as though if I can handle this in a way where I'm just going in to do what I was supposed to do, right? I look at it as a job almost, like it takes some of the pressure off. And now, of course, like I said, this has helped me build offline, but also online. So I'm getting customers all over the United States, as well as team members all over the United States. And a lot of the pressure has been removed because I'm leading with value and people are actually coming into me. It takes honestly, it's crazy how much some of the energy has returned, and I can see myself laughing. I can see myself having more fun in my business, and it's because people are coming to me. So I wanted to share that with you all. So if you are seriously considering network marketing or direct sales and you just don't think that you could do it because you are an introvert, I am here to tell you that you 100% can do it, right? You do have to challenge yourself. You have to get outside of your comfort zone. One of the biggest things that I've challenged myself with is, or not even challenged myself with, but one of the things that held me back initially was I thought that I had to disclose all of my personal information. Now, being an introvert, I'm also a private person, right? Like, I'm not going to get on Facebook and tell the world all of my business. So, and I felt like I had to do that in order to be successful. And I realized, no, you really don't. Like, you have to be true to yourself, incorporate your business in with your personality, because in order for people to support you, they have to, one, know that you exist, And two, know that you are open for business. So once I found that rhythm, it has helped me out so much and is bringing people into me. So I really just wanted to share with you all what is happening, what is working for me, what is actually making me build a stronger and larger business than I already had. So hopefully it helps you guys, and catch you guys on the next one.